Assemblymember Patrick Flynn first proposed an ordinance to address the problems associated with patrons crowding onto the street at closing time back in December. He was pushing for downtown bars to stop serving alcohol an hour earlier, at 2 a.m. rather than 3, hoping it would allow people to filter out instead of flood onto the streets. Some bar owners didn't like that idea, saying it was punitive because it just applied to downtown bars. So Assemblymembers Dick Traney and Adam Trombley proposed a new version, which was approved. Flynn explains.
What was approved was a little bit different in that it didn't change the hours of service and it maintained the hours of consumption, but it did allow bars to stay open for one extra hour if they opt in, and it's citywide as opposed to downtown specific. But it does retain the restriction that all consumption has to be concluded by 3 o'clock, and it's only on Fridays and Saturdays.
Sylvia Villamides is the director of Anchorage Char, the Cabaret Hotel Restaurant and Retailers Association. She testified before the assembly about the ordinance. She says allowing bars to stay open for the extra hour will make Anchorage safer.
This safety hour is for our patrons to have a place safe to wait for a ride home or a taxi cab. You won't have the influx of people leaving all at one time.
The ordinance is citywide. It was adopted on a trial basis and sunsets in 1 year. Bars will have to apply for a permit to stay open the extra hour. It will cost $100. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.